Welcome to Food with Mark Bittman. As always, you can reach out to us at food@markbittman.com. We'd love to hear from you. Ask us questions, tell us answers, give us suggestions, kvetch, whatever you like. I hope you'll subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts and rate it. Give it 5 stars, 6 for that matter. And visit our website, markbittman.com, and consider subscribing to our near daily newsletter, The Bittman Project, at bittmanproject.com. We have many things going on, and we are increasingly making them better and tying them together. But we really do rely on suggestions and comments from you. So reach out to us at food@markbittman.com.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Oh, you could say that stupid thing about how today's guests needs no introduction, huh? But, we promised you someone awesome this week, and we have with us Alice Waters. What can you say? Let's see. I'm winging this. Alice Waters founded Chez Panisse 50 years ago, roughly. Chez Panisse has been, in my estimation, among the 5 best restaurants every year since it's been founded. I've been going there for not quite 50 years. I think the first time I went was in 73, 74. So been going for a while, and when I lived in Berkeley 6 or 8 years ago, I was going all the time. But it doesn't matter. Chez Panisse is really, really good, consistently among the best because of Alice's talents and Alice's ability to recognize other people's talents, but for other reasons too. Because if you want to consider not just your eating experience, but the overall importance of a restaurant, Chez Panisse has been the most important restaurant in the United States over the last 50 years. Alice's attitude toward cooking, towards serving, towards sourcing, especially dealing with farmers, has been exemplary, amazing, exceptional. And that's been a really important thing. But Alice never stopped with Chez Panisse. Alice, as you all know, created Edible Schoolyard, and that is an important thing in and of itself. She argues that food should be at the center of every education. That's what edible education means, that kids should do their learning around subjects like food, that you can learn math and history and sociology and everything else through food, and that that is a good way to learn that. That's a solid argument. Alice didn't stop there either. She is now arguing correctly that food is about democracy and that equal access to food is more important than equal access to anything else. So if you want a fair and just society, you have to talk about equal access to food. And Alice is doing that. I will stop because we'll cover a bunch of this stuff. I think that really sums it up, though. You have a woman who founded a terrific eating restaurant with great principles, took those principles and applied them to a second project that was pioneering called Edible Schoolyard, and now is working on even more projects. So she's one of my favorite people from a personal perspective, someone I love and adore, has never let me down. And I mean that seriously. Yeah, someone we should all admire, an American hero, Alice Waters. So here is our interview with Alice, and I'll be back with a recipe and with some comments a little bit later. Introductorily, I wanted to say, you know, that we're friends and that we talk. I know we know where each other is at, and we're lucky enough, or at least I'm lucky enough, to know you well. And I know your history, and I know all these things that make you unique and wonderful. But I think attention-wise, Chez Panisse has sort of outshone Edible Schoolyard. But Edible Schoolyard has now been around for 30 years or so, and it's an incredibly important organization. And since its primary focus is on feeding our children well and teaching our children how to nurture themselves, I think it's worth talking about the beginnings of that, how Chez Panisse led to Edible Schoolyard.
One day I got a phone call from the principal of Martin Luther King Middle School, which is on my way to Chez Panisse. Every day I walk by and see this place that looks abandoned, with graffiti on the windows and all of that. And I made a comment in the newspaper about how public schools have really fallen apart in the last 30, 40 years. When I went to Berkeley, UC was number one in the country, and public schools in California were number one. Now they're number 47th in terms of academic achievement. And so I guess I wasn't surprised when the principal called me up and said, would you come help me beautify the school? So I went over there, and it was a school that was built on 17 acres of land in 1921. And so it had all of this space. Part of it had been turned into a track that was used by the city, but another area had temporary buildings on it because it was built for 500 kids, and they had 1,000 who spoke 22 different languages at home, and teenagers, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And I walked around the campus with Neil Smith, the principal, and I just had this whole vision for what could happen there. Being the Montessori teacher I am, I just immediately thought of a garden classroom and a kitchen classroom, but not for teaching gardening or cooking per se, but for teaching all of the academic subjects. So you could teach history of the Middle East in the kitchen, and you could be cooking pita bread, making hummus and greens. And then I thought about the garden, and math class is, or biology, it's obvious, but it could even be a place for music or art, or the history of agriculture. It is so flexible that kind of space. And then I imagined the cafeteria out on the blacktop, and I told Neil we could build a space that was so beautiful for all of these students to eat in. And he said, oh, thanks so much, Alice. I'll give you a call. And I never expected to hear from him again. And he called me back. He said, we're ready. We're ready to do it. And he never put any pressure on me to do it in any particular way. He said, bring in teachers that you think would be good. Find the right people. And I'm not asking you for, you know, credentials in teaching. I want you to make this work. And he was willing to take all the responsibility for it, which is very, very rare. And I said, oh, my God, we'll use this temporary building and turn it into a kitchen. Clear the land behind it, which was almost an acre, and turn it into a garden. And from the very beginning, students wanted to come and teachers wanted to teach in that space. Here we are almost 27 years later, and without any real work on our part, we have a network around the world of 6,700 schools in countries, not just Japan and Italy and France, but in Uruguay and Saudi Arabia. Unbelievable. But I think everybody relates to the human values that we are teaching, the values that we really need to live on this planet together. And they're all the same. Stewardship of the land, teaching equity, sitting around the table, sharing food. We're teaching beauty, beauty of nature, beauty of food, how precious it is. When they grow it and they cook it, all the kids eat it, no matter what it is. I always say 6 weeks to kale. They really are sort of empowered, I think is the right word. And they're seduced in a way by the aromas of the cooking and all of the, using all of our senses to experience food. And that is rarely the case in our fast food world. We're not using our senses to experience seasonal food, which is changing all of the time.
I wanted to say before I forget that one of my son's favorite episodes of Mr. Rogers was the edible schoolyard episode. And I had to bring it up because we watched it so many times. And I think it aired in 2000, which was that shortly after you started Edible Schoolyard, maybe 5 years in? And the episode showcases the garden and the kids cooking together. And we just loved it so much. And I wanted to know, was that the moment that you realized that the project had hit a nerve? Or was it before that?
Because Mr. Rogers, I mean, that's a big deal, baby.
Well, we were all so excited when he wanted to come. Really, really excited. But we were pretty well established by that time because it started in 96, 95. And we had the classroom and garden classroom, kitchen and garden, both very much part of the whole curriculum of the school. He loved the kitchen. He did.
Just like the most lovable man alive.
Andy.
Well.
We missed you on the episode, though. I kept thinking, is Alice going to show up? But it's, yeah, it was one of his favorites. So maybe it's a sign of things to come.
I hope so.
Really? Where did I meet that guy? I met that guy somewhere, Mr. Rogers. Must have been on the Today Show. And yes. I had never met him before. And I just walked up to him and gave him a hug, which I, you know, I don't do to anybody. So he just had that thing. You just had to hug him. It's crazy. I'm wondering when you started to make the connection between Edible Schoolyard and democracy. I can almost remember the first time I had this conversation with you where you began to talk about public education being the last bastion of democracy and the link between what we taught in schools and just defending democracy. And, you know, I'm sure you've talked to her about it, but Frances Moore LePay sort of made that transition too. She now says things like, we don't want to talk about food. We want to talk about democracy because you can't talk about food without talking about democracy. What was there a transitional period for this, about this for you, or was it a lightning flash, or did you always think this and it just became more present in your conversations?
I guess I've always thought that, but it definitely, the whole public school system has changed so dramatically in the last 30, 40 years. I mean, it's been industrialized like the farms, you know, one size fits all. Everybody has the same curriculum, even though it goes state by state. It's just been taken over by the rules and regulations that you have to follow. And all of a sudden, there are chain link fences up around the schools. There's all of this fear about people coming on campuses and guns and all of the above. And we've lost the sense of community, not only within the schools, but with the community outside. And I just remember when I was a kid in the 50s, you know, the parents always came on the campus, picked up kids after school. There was an informality about meeting the teachers. And it was a shock when I really went into the King School and saw what was going on, because it was so different from my experience. And I really wondered about how are we going to teach our children the values that we need to live on the planet together? How are we going to talk about equity unless we invite all the children to the table, you know, to share food and eat together? I mean, it's just all part of it. It's about really making friends, the boys and the girls, and to have an experience of cooking and gardening when cooking has mostly been associated with girls and, of course, digging in the garden with boys. And you're having this exchange of jobs and you're working together. And it brings these students together in a very different way.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the multi-terrain select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. The notion of public education being the last bastion of democracy, can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I believe that, because if we don't teach our children the values of our democracy, how are they going to become citizens? How are they going to learn that? It's very difficult for them to learn it at home, especially when two parents are working or one in two people is divorced in this country. What does that mean? And we never talk about it. But the schools are a place to practice democracy, really, to give everybody a chance to speak. Everybody's opinion is valuable. It's the way that we run Chevenise. It's a way, it's about regenerative farming, I dare say. When you realize that every little bug in the soil, every worm, everything in that soil contributes to the health of the vegetable that's grown. And that vegetable, then, when you eat it, has the possibility of repairing our immune systems. What could be better? That it's delicious, it repairs our immune system, and it addresses climate.
I do love thinking about it as a life cycle like that. And it's, I don't know that people in general think about that on a regular basis, but we've got this children's book called Carl and the Meaning of Life, and it's about a worm.
And great title. It's
really good. And I think the worm gets tired one day and he's kind of like, I don't have a purpose. I'm just going to stop. And then, like, everything stops. I mean, nothing grows and the world becomes a horrible place. And then he's like, oh, I'm actually really important. But I just love thinking about it that way. And I don't know that many of us do that. It's just such a beautiful thing. The way that you said it was so eloquent.
I really believe it's the senses that are the pathways into our mind. And our sense of taste is extremely powerful. And when you're putting something in your mouth that has just been picked from the tree, a fruit or a berry, particularly because they're so irresistible, you kind of are awakened by it. And that's something that we always had in our experience way back before the 50s, even in the 40s. I mean, we didn't have any pesticides in the ground then. And we ate only food that was local. We didn't import anything except coffee, tea, and spices. And maybe we had a date from California and New Jersey at Christmas, or maybe an orange from Florida. But that was it. That's all we had. And so we experienced a tomato in summer that was amazing. And we anticipated its arrival with a lot of excitement. And in the wintertime, we ate differently. Sadly, my mother wasn't a good cook, so it was hard times. But it was always local food, really. I mean, frozen sometimes, or canned applesauce from our tree. But we have to go back there. We do. And I think it's really the place of great sensorial experience to eat exactly in season. And when that's over, you go to the next thing, and then the next thing. And you're connected to nature all of the time.
I eat that way, of course. And I was just thinking last night, I made this dish of layered vegetables, and it was the vegetables that were in the house, and it was potatoes and shallots and bell pepper and tomatoes. That's what there is. And I thought, wow, I really miss zucchini. And it's only been about 2 weeks since we had zucchini, but there's not going to be any zucchini until next June or July. I mean, sometimes I do cheat and go to the supermarket and buy a zucchini, but there's not going to be a real zucchini for, you know, 10 months now or 8 months.
Well, I'm shelling the beans right now.
Yeah, we're eating a lot of beans.
I'm freezing the beans so I can have them.
Yeah.
And healthying the tomatoes. That's my favorite.
Well, let's get a recipe out of you just for a second. What do we mean by confying the tomatoes?
Well, I call it that, but it's probably a little bit not the right word. But I put the tomatoes, I just core them, and skin and all, I put them in a pan very tightly with olive oil all over. And garlic, and I usually throw in some basil as well, and some salt, and I let them cook till they're just about falling apart, and then I just slip off the skin, and you have this tomato sauce basically ready for winter.
And you freeze that, yeah?
And I freeze that or can that.
Yeah. Just to go back to one more question about edible schoolyard, I think, mm-hmm. is... In those areas where it has been successful, what have parents and community members done to sort of spur on their school systems to take food more seriously?
Well, I can just really talk about King, which has a parent organization that became very involved in helping us at the beginning. But I think that is the case with many, many, many of the edible schoolyards around this country, and there are schoolyards in every state. I'm just about to go to New York to one in Harlem that was started by one of the original edible schoolyards that we created to have a proof of concept. Would this idea work in a big city? Would it work in a cold climate? Would it work in a hot climate? And so we started one in LA, one in New Orleans, one in North Carolina, one in Brooklyn, and one in upstate New York. And guess what? It works everywhere. And to go to New Orleans and see how the culture of that place is brought into the school through the songs they sing in the garden, the food that they cook in the kitchen classroom. I was so impressed when I went there. And in New York, they built a greenhouse, a movable greenhouse, so they could move it away in the summer and bring it in the winter. They had an architect who designed it. And I was just, again, so taken by that, because we do need green housing. Like Elliot Coleman up there in Maine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He stays open all winter and grows salads for the schools. And then in the summer, he closes when all those foods are available in Maine. And so we just have to think differently in different climates, in different cultures. But we can learn so much from this. I'm excited about the network, and would that I could go visit all 6,500 schools.
Yeah, that'd be something. I think listeners would be disappointed if I didn't ask how Chez Panisse is doing, especially in light of the pandemic when so many restaurants have had so much trouble.
Well, we're struggling too at Chez Panisse, and I know that we've hired a lot of new young people, but we wanted to keep all of our staff there during the pandemic, all of the key staff, the chefs, the main people from the dining room. And we were able to do that with our stimulus money. And we did food to go. We created a farmer's market next door in the post office parking lot on the weekend. And we were able to really keep all of our farmers and ranchers alive. And that was key to our being able to open again, of course. And it's only been very difficult because of the opening and closing when something new around COVID is revealed or a key person is sick. We can't do without a major chef. And I am happy to say that we have a lot of support from our community of friends. The restaurant's always been a place for local people. And they came regularly to pick up food, to go to the farmer's market. And so we've been able to stay afloat. But it's been strangely difficult to hire people. And even when we pay well and have all of the benefits that we've always had, and we've run this restaurant in a really collaborative way, it's still difficult. And I'm wondering what people are doing to make a living.
Right. That is a question a lot of people are asking.
And what's the answer, Mark?
You know, there's talk about people getting paid $35 and $40 an hour plus benefits to work in restaurants, but there's also talk of people saying, you know, someone said to me, think of the worst job you ever had and think about how little you'd miss it if you left. And for many people, that's what restaurant work has been like. And I, you know, I can't speak specifically to Chez Panisse, of course, where things are different. But I think for many people in the restaurant industry, when they stopped working, they thought, oh, I was being paid badly and it was really miserable work. Let's figure out something else. And they figured out something else in a variety of different ways, I think. And yeah, I mean, the big answer is not there. The sort of definitive answers aren't there yet, but they're coming, I guess.
I've always wanted meaningful work for myself. And I figured even when I started the restaurant, well, I loved the idea of it, but if it didn't work, it didn't work. And I'd do something else. And that was the way that we thought about things in the 60s. And I would hope that if there were this stimulus to in the public school system to purchase food that was locally available and organic and regenerative, and the people who worked in agriculture could be paid the real cost, I think that could be the most meaningful work. To be in nature, to grow food for children in schools. I mean, grown by people who really understand the values and the way that we have abused farm workers is something unconscionable. We need another grape strike.
Yeah.
I think about Dolores Huerta all the time. And she is somebody who was so important to me as an activist, because she was so hopeful and so successful and so caring about the farm workers. And we can be that way again. We can think about where they're living, how hard they're working, just to imagine an agriculture without pesticides and herbicides. This is the 60th anniversary of Silent Spring.
Mm.
Rachel Carson. And just an aside, I just want to tell you, I'm getting a Rachel Carson George Washington Carver Award in Detroit next week.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
And I'm just over the moon. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I can't say anything. I have tears in my eyes just thinking about it.
Is it even better than Mr. Rogers, Alice?
Well, we will let you go. It's a privilege as always and a pleasure to see you and talk with you.
Thank you, Alice.
Bye.
I was Alice's editor once. I guess so. I was at Cooks Magazine, predecessor of Cooks Illustrated. I remember she did a recipe for turnips with turnip tops. And I thought, geez, what is this? This is nothing. And of course, it was like brilliantly simple and brilliantly good and, as usual, sourced perfectly. And to use my favorite saying of Alice's, you got to take good ingredients and not screw them up. So here's a perfect and seasonal example of that. Alice Waters' colorful carrots with butter and honey. You start with 2 to 4 carrots per person, medium sized. It's a great if there are a variety of colors and some butter and some honey. You trim the carrots, cut the greens off, leave a little bit of the stem, peel the carrots, but very lightly, wash them. If they're big, cut them in half lengthwise, but you can leave small ones whole. Put them in a pan with 1/2 inch of water over high heat with a small knob of butter per person. I'll take that to mean a tablespoon per person and add salt to taste. Then cover the pan and cook until the carrots are just tender. Remove the lid, lower the heat, add a little bit of honey. In this case, I'd say maybe a teaspoon of per person to taste, let's say. And you cook that, you glaze it. You cook until the water's gone and the carrots are gilded with a shiny glaze of butter and honey. This recipe works for every root vegetable, by the way, and it's wonderful. Remove from the pan and serve right away. Alice likes chervil or dill on top of this. Parsley is also awesome, or a tiny bit of tarragon. Colorful glazed carrots with butter and honey from Alice Waters. Well, I think I went on about Alice enough. As I said, one of my favorite people. Thank you to Alice for coming on the show with us. You can follow her on Instagram at Alice Louise Waters. Now you know her middle name too, A-L-I-C-E-L-O-U-I-S-E Waters. And at Twitter at Alice Waters. Find out more about Edible Schoolyard at edibleschoolyard.org or on Instagram at Edible Schoolyard and on Twitter at Edible Schoolyard without an A. So E-D-I-B-L-E-S-C-H-O-O-L-Y-R-D. I guess that's it for this week. Thanks to my co-host Kate Bittman, who also produces the show. And thanks to our engineer, Davis Lloyd. Thank you for listening. Please remember to subscribe and to visit us at markbittman.com or at bittmanproject.com. Subscribe there too. And we will see you next week when we will have somebody amazing. Have a good week. Thank you again for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.